nigga playing GameCube. Whatever game we playing, man, I can't lose. Can't choose what game system to use. Like saying who better, Ken or Ryu. You love BGs, oh yeah, girl, me too. We can watch anime all day and skip school. Young legend, rap take it to a new level. New medals for young kings who don't settle. In the crib with my big bro playing Nintendo. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Got every single color joystick for the 6-4. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Mega Man, Street Fighter, Donkey Kong, yeah, that's all I know. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Keep it retro, keep it retro. Never let go, keep it retro. I'm the otaku king of hip hop. Y'all couldn't pull up on me at a pit stop. Got the sonic ring, middle with my wristwatch. Hear it make the ring noise every time it tick tock. It's Young Bay, not Jenny from the block. Gotta tell me when to start, I don't know when to stop. Pull up to the scene like my name RoboCop. Legendary Baker Styles T, it's a bop. PS1, yeah, bought it for the fun, yeah. 6-4, yeah, you don't even know, yeah. Game Boy SP on the floor, yeah. Room full of anime scrolls, won't mo, yeah. If she not an otaku, we cannot vibe. We so retro, we play the Wii outside. I cannot hear ya, that's a far cry. BG anime retro life. In the crib with my big bro playing Nintendo. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Got every single color joystick for the 6-4. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Mega Man, Street Fighter, Donkey Kong, yeah, that's all I know. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Keep it retro, keep it retro. Never let go, keep it retro. In the crib with my big bro playing Nintendo. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Got every single color joystick for the 6-4. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Mega Man, Street Fighter, Donkey Kong, yeah, that's all I know. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Keep it retro, keep it retro. Never let go, keep it retro.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Mac the Mad Scientist.
And it's your girl, Detroit Blue.
What up? What up? This is Tuesday. Taco Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday. You know I love Taco Tuesday.
I love Taco Tuesday, man. You know, shout out to people that's going out to get them tacos. I might do that today. I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure how I feel Taco today. I don't know.
You were off tacos for a minute and threw me off, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Maybe life changes. I don't know. I mean, I got a lot of food here in the refrigerator, man. I went grocery shopping yesterday, so my refrigerator is pretty full. I might need to.
You have tortilla shells, though.
I do not have tortilla shells. I do not have any of those things. But I got the meat, though. I got the meat. I got, you know, the pork chops, the steaks. I got that stuff. So I'm straight on that. So, I mean, I might not have tacos today, but I might just throw something on the Joyformer grill. But, you know, I cleaned my kitchen last night. So, you know how you clean your kitchen and you don't feel like doing anything in your kitchen because you just clean that joint?
Right.
So, that's how I am. I'm very conflicted right now because I'm sitting there looking at my kitchen. And I was like, do I really want to cook in here? And I don't know what I want to do right now. So, and I went downstairs this morning and I was like, man, I really want some stuff. So Queen's Ranch was like pork chops and steak? Oh, you fancy. Well, you know, I dabble in a little bit of the fancy arts of steak and pork chops, you know. I try. So what's been going on with you, Detroit, in the past 24 hours? What's been happening with you?
What has been going on with me in the past 24 hours? I still kind of believe some of those like old school superstitions and traditions of getting ready for the new year. So I've absolutely been trying to clean out my closet, getting rid of some old clothes, getting rid of some old shoes. The laundry, like my son is starting to do his laundry because he's getting ready to leave. But once he's done, of course, like all the clothes got to be washed before the new year. And I also got to do the grocery shopping for that New Year's Day. You know, the cornbread, the black eyed peas, the greens. I got to get ready for that, too.
Oh, you're going to make some greens, you know, for the money, right?
Yes.
Right. I feel you on that. I don't have no greens, man. I'm going to have to go back to the grocery store.
But black eyed peas. Do you have black eyed peas?
Nah, I don't even eat black hot peas, so it's not even in my house.
But you're supposed to have those for New Year's. I do catfish because some people do pork for money. Some people do fish, so I usually do fried catfish.
I do have catfish because I bought some yesterday. I do have catfish. So not only do I have pork chops and steak, I got catfish too. So booyah. And the seafood seasoning.
You balling.
I'm balling. Yeah, hey, I'm trying to shop. That way I don't have to like do a whole lot for the rest of the week. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kinda right at that point of saying, hey, I don't have to go to the store for anything. But now my mom did get me an air fryer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to use the bitch. I'm sorry. I don't know how to use it. So I'm looking at it, right? So I'm gonna go through the book today. I'm gonna YouTube stuff. Because I'm pretty sure I can fry catfish in that thing. Otherwise, when we call it air fry. So
you
I
can.
Might.
Essentially, all you're supposed to do is coat the edges of the like the basket that you use. Mm-hmm. Essentially, you're just supposed to coat that with some oil. And besides that, you just put your items, whatever they may be, you just put them in the basket. There is typically the thing just to know is how long. So sometimes there are just settings that you can push. Uh-huh. It might be a fish. There might be, you know, a veggie. Like, you just got to know which button to push, or at mm-hmm. least you can look up what time frame to put it in there. And that's yeah. all you do is you let it cycle through. It does do weird. It'll like run for a few minutes and it'll stop and it'll run and it'll stop. But that's the air fryer doing its thing. And once it's over, you just take it out and your food should be ready.
Huh. Interesting.
But it's super simple. It mostly throws people off because people are confused as to why you use such a tiny amount of grease.
Right.
It's
kind of like rice.
Yeah, you think you're supposed to use a lot. No. Just
right.
You said like rice?
Kind of like rice because you don't put it. A lot of people get fooled with the rice. It, like, they put a little bit of rice in there, but once they cook it, it like rises to the top, and there's a lot of rice. Mm-hmm. But some people put a lot of rice in their pot, and then it just overflows. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like that. That's what it reminds me of. So, you know, don't put too much grease in the air fryer.
Yes,
you know,
not put too much grease in the air fryer.
Otherwise, you have a mess mm-hmm. on your hand. So I do have fried catfish. I do have catfish. So
catfish.
What I probably will do is, okay, I'm going to go get that Bojangles because that's happening. Fry some catfish and then get some waffles for like New Year. So I think I'm covered with the money part.
Which part?
The catfish. I thought the catfish was like money too.
So the greens are for luck. The pork is supposed to be for wealth and prosperity. Fish is seen as a symbol of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And beans are supposed to resemble coins and good fortune in the new year.
Okay. I'm gonna need you to send me that list, ma'am. Once we get off here, I'm gonna need to see that. I know about the collard greens. The only thing I know is the collard greens because mm-hmm. that symbolizes money.
Like when I was younger, I did not like I totally get like I did not like black eyed peas when I was younger at all. So I would only get like the smallest little like teaspoon worth.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like it was mandatory according to my mother that they still needed to be on my plate.
Huh, interesting.
So
okay.
I would get the tiniest amount possible. But
okay.
I would still have some though.
So Malicia Bass says use a little olive oil in the air fryer. And I was like, olive oil? And then so Queen's Ransom was like fried catfish and olive oil. So yeah, all of us like sitting there confused. But hey, he has an air fryer. So he knows more than I. But yeah, you can send me that list of things. What my mom used to do though. She used to get a mustard seed, but she used to put it in like a medicine bottle. And mm-hmm. every New Year she'd give it to me. I'm like, why you give me a seed? She's like, you got to have faith in you know,
you whether it's the mustard seed.
Well, yeah. The mustard seed. So you got to sow your seeds for the new year. That's basically what she told him, that what she was telling me. And she used to give me that every year. She used to give me that. She'd give my brother that every single year until, you know, we moved out. So obviously she can't really like give us that hand. But I think if mom comes today, because mom, I did talk to her yesterday. She did say
she has to watch her story.
Yeah, but you know what? Okay, so my brother's a snitch. That's one thing. So let me put that out there. So let me put that out here, right? So he's a snitch. So my brother comes to the house, and I know what he does. Like, I mean, obviously he come to check on me or whatever, because he'll call me when he's in town or whatever. And he, you know, we'll shoot the crap or whatever. And then a few days later, I get a phone call from mama, or if I call mom, she's like, "Hey, I heard the house ain't tidy here." I'm like, "Yeah, because your son's a snitch." So that's, I'm like, there's only one person that be in my house like that, and that's my brother. So like, that's the only
way.
So
your brother tells on you when your house isn't clean?
Yes, he does. And I do not do that when I'm at his house, ever. And I was like, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black, fam? It's like because he used to live five houses down from me before he moved down, you know, further down south. So mm-hmm. I'm like, fam, I can tell on you all day, man. Like, I mean, I used to live with you for a few months while I was getting my house built. Like, you used to have dishes in the sink. Like, I used to know this. You know what I'm saying? So never snitch. It's your house. So I talked to my mom last night. Because she and my aunt were supposed to come by and, like, clean the house for me. Now, anybody knows when your parents or aunts come, or whatever, to come by the house to clean or whatever.
When the elders come.
You clean before they get there.
Yeah.
But clean just enough so they can feel, you know, so they can say, "Oh, you ain't clean this, so I'm gonna re-clean this." So that, so she might be coming today, she might not. So okay. We'll see. We'll see.
Because she gotta come get you together.
Apparently so, yeah. Because I don't know how to keep my own house. So yeah. that's wild to me, man. That is goodness. So wild. Anyway,
so, I know that in the description for the show today, one thing that I have no idea about, what is this whole Kanye West thing?
Yes. So let's talk about this Kanye West. Apparently, the former president of Nintendo of America, Reggie Fils Aime, has revealed that he had to politely decline an offer to work with Kanye West on a video game concept due to the amount of other projects that were currently in development at the company. So basically it says, as reported by Nintendo Everything, Reggie shared the story on Talking Games with Reggie and Harold podcast, which is raising money for the New York Video Game Critics. And he stated that the meeting happened at an E3 many years ago. So Kanye visited a Nintendo booth at an E3. Those of you that may not know what E3 is, E3 is like this big video game convention that's in California. So he then requested a meeting with Reggie, and then two ended up meeting up at one of Kanye's offices in Calabasas, California. Part of it was talking about what he was up to, and he was experimenting with a piece of video game content. He wanted reactions to it. Comes out and says, "I want to work with Nintendo. And we had so many different projects that when Nintendo was going on, the possibility of doing something with Kanye wasn't there, and so I had to find a way to politely decline this opportunity to work with him. I told him, 'Kanye, you don't work with us because we're tough. We're hard. Well, all we do is push for the very best content. We will not be the type of partner you will want to work with.'" And he looks at me and says, "Reggie, you're exactly the type of partner I want to work with." So because of that reason. And so basically his story is like, "Oh my gosh, I'm trying to like push Kanye away, but every time I say something, Kanye just gets more and more interested." So basically he just had to decline an offer for a Nintendo game, a potential Nintendo game by Kanye West. And I wasn't feeling that at all. Like, who won?
You wish that there had been a Kanye game.
But why though? But why?
Why would there have been a Kanye game?
Yeah, I mean, okay, now, do you think that game would be trash? Because I feel like that game would be trash. And what kind of game would it be?
I assume that the game would have been trash. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I am confident of is that the background music on the game would have been amazing.
Yeah, I will say so. I would definitely say
all of the music in the game would have been a whole bop. All of it.
And BC says, why wouldn't there be? A game that you need a lot of drugs for.
A lot.
A lot. Yes, a lot of drugs. I was like, I don't know.
Like, it would have been the acid trip of Nintendo games.
Yes, it would be. And Melissa Bass says, at least you can change Kanye's hair color. See, you know, would it be about Kanye?
Of course it would. Of course it would have been about... No. It would have been about Kanye.
That's true.
And it would have been some... Like, you would have had to go on missions, and Kanye is your character, and Kim would have been, like, the wizard, or, like, the all-knowing whatever. Like, yes.
True. Everything is about Kanye. Everything.
Yes. Everything is about Kanye. And he probably would have, like, beat up people, or like the people you gotta destroy look like people that have done him wrong in the industry throughout his life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I feel like it all would have felt very personal.
Okay.
But it also would have just been like weird colors, and people would not have looked like people.
Okay, I'm with that. I mean,
no, I'm not with it. I just think that's how Kanye's mind works. It would have been a little all over the place. BC said he sold on just the concept I just threw out there. BC is like, yep, that's perfect.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's like a bad sci-fi movie, but you can't stop watching it. Like, you know how Sci-Fi Channel used to have, well, they still do, have those made-for-TV sci-fi movies? But it's so low budget.
When like one of the networks used to show like after Star Trek on the weekends or something, they would show like terrible other sci-fi, but it would be awful.
Yes.
And I would always change the channel. Like, I was always like back when there was only like 7 channels, and I would be scrolling through and would be like, what is this? This is awful. And I'd turn the channel.
I'm a glutton for punishment. So I'm like, you know what? I can't stop watching this. And the remote is right in my hand, but something is holding me back from turning the channel.
So that's how said it would be Kanye's version of The Legend of Zelda. And that's basically like, that's kind of how I think it would be. It would be much crazier colors and would feel still more like an acid trip.
Yeah. So, but moving on. So apparently with the success or lack thereof of Wonder Woman 1984, there is apparently a potential like 6 movie per year.
No. That is not what it is.
Yeah, I'm telling you that's what it is. It's
you
like,
are trying to be gentle with this wording to protect those of us that are anti-DCEU.
Yes, I am. So, okay. So basically it says, according to DC Films president Walter Hamada, you need to step down, sir. Who points to Batgirl and Static Shock as 2 properties with strong potential to become HBO Max exclusive. So these movies will still have some connection to DC's live-action cinematic multiverse, but the shift to HBO Max would allow smaller budgets or less traditional forms of storytelling. With every movie that we're looking at now, we are thinking, what's a potential Max spinoff? So originally, Joss Whedon has attached to write and direct the Batgirl movie, but Whedon dropped out in February 2018 after failing to crack the story. Later that year, Bumblebee writer Christina Hodson tapped to pen a new screenplay. So meanwhile, Creed star Michael B. Jordan has signed on to produce the Static Shock movie. That might be actually good. So we already seen the early fruits of this unified theatrical / streaming approach, as both 2021's The Suicide Squad and 2022's The Batman will have companion prequel series on HBO Max. Peacemaker will focus on John Cena's brutally patriotic vigilante, while Gotham PD will dig deeper into the corruption plaguing Gotham City during Batman's first year on the job. Hamada's comments now confirm HBO Max will play home to standalone DC movies as well as spin-off series. So.
So the plan... To hone in, because that is a lot of information, the plan is that the studio is going to release 2 DCEU films a year on HBO Max, and going to have up to 4 theatrical releases a year.
Yeah. I don't know about it. Only thing I'm probably looking at right now is probably the Static Shock joint, because Static Shock is actually pretty good as an animated series, because it tackled a lot of issues. It's a really good series.
What did we talk about yesterday?
The animated, yeah, better than live action. Yeah, we have to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
But Michael B. Jordan, though, you know what I'm saying? Michael B. Jordan might do pretty well. You know what I'm saying? He done some good movies. Has he done some good movies lately?
Which movies has he directed?
Well, this is produced.
Okay, which one? Which one's name? No.
I don't know. See, why you just trying to burst people bubbles, man?
So the key release date are Suicide Squad, The Suicide Squad in 2021, in August of 2021, The Batman in March of 2022,
right?
DC Super Pets in May of 2022, The Flash in November of 2022, Aquaman 2 in December, excuse me, and Shazam 2 in June of 2023. Those are some of the upcoming, the six key release dates for DC movies.
You know, that's pretty good spacing, though. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty good spacing.
Sure.
Pretty good spacing. I mean,
that's one starting in 2021. Then they get it popping with the Suicide Squad. And then it's four movies in 2022. But what are going to be the two that are going straight to HBO?
Probably Static Shock. Static Shock will probably be one. Batgirl will probably be the other one.
So we get Batgirl, Static Shock, The Batman, DC Super Pets, The Flash, and Aquaman 2?
Yeah, probably.
And the potential for spinoff series?
Yes. The only movie I'm looking forward to is The Batman. That is the one Jumanji. I'm looking forward to.
I don't like it.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Not The Batman. All right. Okay. I will openly admit that I shitted on the whole Robert Pattinson idea of Robert being Pattinson. So, when I saw the trailer, though, I was like, I am sold now. I am sold, because Batman is the world's greatest detective. And his first year, this is his first or second year on the job, so he don't have the traditional Batmobile. He got a makeshift Batmobile that, you know, it's his first year. And on top of that, he's doing detective work. So when you look at the trailer, he's actually talking to Gordon and actually doing work like as a detective, which I have not seen since the 1989 and 1990 Batmans, you know, Batman and Batman Returns. I haven't seen that since. So to see that type of research, to see that type of detective work, I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's good. And on top of that, he's beating the shit out of people. So I'm like, all right, I'm digging this. I'm digging this, The Batman. So this might have a little bit of traction here. So that's why I'm kind of sold on it. BC says, I hate it, no sparkles. 40th Batman. I mean, that's the only one I give
a
leeway.
A 30-second rebooted Superman and a 40th Batman.
Yeah, because they tackle Batman a lot, because Batman is their wheelhouse. Batman is their golden egg. Because everybody loves Batman. Superman, but Batman is the golden egg. It's the golden egg. You just want to hold on to that golden egg as long as you can. But there's so many DC characters out there to choose from or whatever. And boom, you can reboot Green Lantern, for God's sakes, because that is terrible.
Oh, God.
That movie was terrible.
The thing that I did find interesting, you know, always looking for news and new information to share with the Geek Corner. The thing that I did find interesting was that sticking to DC, the young Diana actually did all of her own stunts.
The little girl?
Yes.
What? Get out of town.
They said that the little girl, Lily Espel, did all her own stunts in the opening scene. That, of course, for those that show it, it's the Amazonians in competition. All the sliding, the falling off the horse, the, you know, shooting the bow and arrow, she did all of that.
Wow. That's,
so that further confirms that the opening scene of the movie was literally the best part of the film.
Well, I'm not even mad at it. Not even mad at it.
No, but I wanted to make sure that, there was at least one part that, you know, got celebrated.
Yeah, besides, I agree with you. And you, Detroit. I was like, yeah, she was a certified badass.
Mm-hmm.
That means she has a future in film, action movies.
Hopefully, she goes beyond DC. DC said he would also like a Robin movie.
I'm not opposed to that. I'm not opposed to that. Red Hood.
I feel like that would absolutely be a an HBO Max movie.
I think so, too. But, I mean, technically speaking, now, I will say this. DCEU's Titans. Titans is actually really good. Titans is really good. I would actually ask you, Detroit, actually check that out whenever you got the time. Because it's a live action series from Teen Titans, but it's called Titans. And it's a lot grittier and a lot darker. And at first, I was like, nah. But after a certain episode, I was like, oh, okay. I am sold now. I am, all right. Let's get to it. I like it. So, DC got a little bit of light when it comes to live action. But it keeps getting smaller. Like, you can't just put out superhero movies just to say, hey, boom. Because of this name, you need to go see it. And this movie is complete and utter gutter trash. You don't want to do that. And I feel like that's what Warner Brothers is actually doing. Now, I will say this, though. Speaking of Warner Brothers, Mortal Kombat, the movie, will be in March. So, we'll let you know that. And it's rated R, too. Fatalities will happen. People will die. Horrible death.
People will die horrible death?
Yes. Fatalities. Everything. That is what you do. So,
goodness, I did just see that the Batgirl movie is going to go straight to HBO Max.
Okay, thank God. But nobody wants to see that in the bitch, right? I'm just saying, man. I mean...
Nope. You know that was wrong.
I'm sorry. My petty juices were flowing today.
You missed it.
My bad. But yeah, I did miss it. Thank yes, you are absolutely right. Absolutely right.
So we were also going to cover that Netflix has a lot of anime coming.
Yes. Basically, it says Netflix is adding a major anime in January 2021. It says Netflix is looking to tap into some classic series, which deserves all the love, and a major one is heading to the users by the end of January. Netflix posted a slew of upcoming titles in 2021, and one of the animes is Kuroko's Basketball. The first season is coming to the site, and it is English dub. Now, Kuroko's Basketball, now, here's the thing. The genre of sports anime is a very weird one, and it's an acquired taste. I would definitely say so.
It's
but
a
I
very
will...
niche market, it sounds.
Yes, it is. It is. They put a lot of emphasis on the actual, like, sport. So, like, Eyeshield 21 focuses on football. And there's this kid that is, you know, he runs away from bullies. And people on the football team discover that he runs really fast, so they make him a running back. So, as the story progresses, you know, you meet other people that are good at wide receiver, good at tight end, good at blocking, good at QBs. You meet all these other students, and then, you know, they form this team to do these tournaments and stuff like that. So, Kuroko's Basketball is definitely one of the best sports series I have ever seen. Because with Kuroko's Basketball, if I got this anime right, it's about this tall redhead kid that wants to play in America, and he's really good. A power dunker, good at the jump shot, all that. But there's this kid that is relatively short. He's like maybe 5'5 or whatever. But he's so quiet on the court, nobody pay attention to him. And that's very dangerous on the court. So basically, when you don't pay attention to somebody, people can steal the ball from you very easily. And that's him. That kid, the main character, he steals the ball from you. He's not the, you know, the best shooter, but he the best stealer, and he'll feed you the ball.
So he's like Allen Iverson.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, he got good handles, and you're like, where did he come from? He was on the court this whole time. So the thing is, with anime and sports, they embellish a lot, you know, very theatrical with the sports, but it makes you like, you know, want to like watch it. So, Kuroko's basketball is definitely coming in January 2021.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so that one's coming. Is that the only one that's coming?
No, titles like Haikyuu, that is actually on Netflix as well. Now, that's just for January, it's showing for January. So, I'm looking at the list here. Cobra Kai is actually coming out, which is not an anime, by the way. That comes out on Friday. Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee. You know what I'm saying? Comes out on Friday.
Hey, I've heard of that movie.
Yeah, you might have. You might have.
I've heard of that.
The Winx Saga. Okay, Kuroko's Basketball. That's really, so far, no, the iDoom Chronicles Part 2. Is actually being released. Part one is actually already on Netflix right now. So Kuroko's Basketball and iDoom Chronicles for January is actually coming out. I'm waiting on Castlevania, the new season, to drop too. Are you familiar with Castlevania Detroit?
Isn't that like a video game?
Yes, it is. It's about you know what? You're special. You're something special about Detroit. Look at you. Look at you. So, you out here killing the game.
I knew that answer. I knew. Good answer. Good answer.
So, but yes, it is a video game on Nintendo. You know, you do the Belmont, Trevor, Simon Belmont, as well as other characters. And basically, you go through the stage with a whip or a chain whip with like a mace ball at the end to kill off ghouls, ghosts, werewolves, and ultimately Dracula. So, Castlevania, the anime series, is actually on Netflix, 2 seasons, and it's really, really good. And Anton said, no, ma'am. He said the kid couldn't shoot but could steal the ball, and you immediately said Allen Iverson.
That was not the part in which I referenced Allen Iverson. The part where you said the kid has, like, great handles, and he's always, like, passing the ball and, like, doing the assists. That was when I said, the more you were highlighting this kid, like, and these, like, elaborate passes, that was when I immediately went to AI. I actually, and the bad part is him saying all of this, I literally, as soon as I said it, I was like, oh, I kind of focused just on the handles. I was like, but he definitely said that, like, this kid is not shooting.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not shooting.
AI is definitely, he was going to shoot, but also when the shot wasn't good for him, he was going to pass it. Mm-hmm. I was like, so, kind of not AI. Like, as soon as I said it, I was like, kind of not AI, but kind of still AI. I was like, I'm just going to rock with it. No, this guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, though, I will say go ahead and watch it. You know, check it out. No, You know what? Here's an anime I know that you really like. And I don't know why, for the life of me, I did not think about this. And usually, especially when it comes to females, whether my friends or whatever the case may be, I always think of anime that I watch. You know what I mean? But there is an anime that I know I think you would really like. It's called Black Lagoon. That's what it's called.
Black Lagoon. Why do you think that I would like Black Lagoon?
Because the protagonist is a female. She is a part of this group. And I think it's called Rianapur. I think that's the name of that. It's like a crime-ridden area. So they do these odd jobs. Revy is the main character, and she carries these 2 pistols with her. And she got them by name. And she is very dangerous, young lady. Very dangerous. Foul mouth and everything. So she is a certified badass. I mean... So they do jobs for like the Russian mafia. They do jobs for just odd jobs for other people where they get paid. They meet this kid. He's like this office worker. Don't know anything about the life of crime or anything like that. But his boss sets him up for the okey-doke. Sets him up to like to get robbed and all this other shit. So basically this kid actually joins this group of mercenaries. And he's really like the brains. Like you see his character development throughout the story as he gets a little bit stronger mentally. Because when you first meet him, he's a wimp. Be honest, he's a bitch. He was basically what he was. I'm just saying that's exactly what he was. So Rachel asked what platform is Black Lagoon on. Black Lagoon is actually on Funimation and it's actually on Crunchyroll. But hopefully I can find like a video, Detroit, that kind of like show you what Revy can do. There's an episode, like a three-part episode or two-part, where this kid gets kidnapped and this nun or maid actually goes looking for it. They call her the chambermaid or whatever the case may be. So she comes in this bar looking for this kid. And she's so mild-mannered or whatever. And then she puts down the suitcase and this umbrella comes out. And the umbrella is bulletproof. And she waxes everybody in the bar. Everybody. Because...
So it's like an anime James Bond, but with a woman as the lead?
Way, way past James Bond. Because ain't nothing espionage about this. It is straight up bullets, knives... And Bellum. That's basically what it is. Like, she's looking for her young master, and she kills everybody in her way, looking for her. And she used to be something before she was a maid, and the young master actually sees it. She's not a main character, but dang, man, she's like the freaking Terminator. That's how she is.
Okay.
And she goes one-on-one with Revy, and it's a beautiful sight.
It looks like it may also be on Hulu right now.
Yes, it's actually on Hulu too. It's actually on Hulu. So I will say check it out. And that will be a good gateway anime for you. That probably be a good gateway anime for my lady too. But I did not think about this. I thought about this the past couple of days. And I was like, oh my gosh. This would have been totally right up her alley. Like, if you like Colombiana or... any live action movie that has a strong female protagonist, like that heavy use of guns, know how to fight, know how to just defend herself through and through, and is the main character, Black Lagoon is definitely for you. And her partner is a black character, actually. He's like the leader of the group, like tall, bald-headed dude. He's kind of like what live action star I can think of. Kind of favors Mike Coulter a little bit as a character, but it's very, very interesting. So Rachel O says, my son named my granddaughter after the main character in Colombiana, Cathalea. Wow, that's interesting, Rachel. That's very interesting. But yeah, go ahead and check that out, Detroit. So also on Netflix, there is a number one show on Netflix right now called Bridgerton.
Yes, I've heard a lot about this.
I was introduced to Bridgerton by the missus yesterday.
I saw someone describe Bridgerton as Grey's Anatomy, but just for royals.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly that. It's exactly that.
I mean, it is still Shonda Rhimes, so...
And I don't expect anything less. I mean, when I saw Shonda's name going across the screen, I was like, this is about to be some scandalous shit right now.
And a lot of people that I've seen have been like trying to purge the show. Like, all they've just been like binging and like, well, excuse me, binging. They've just been trying to binge the show like all in a day or like staying up half the night because they feel like they've got to watch it all at once.
See? Overload. Yeah. But it's eight episodes, right? It's only eight episodes, if I'm not mistaken.
So Rachel O said that it's Grey's Anatomy meets The Crown meets Gossip Girl. So number one, I've never seen a single solitary second of Grey's Anatomy. I love The Crown. But also Gossip Girl never appealed to me either. Mm. This definitely sounds like a show I would not love.
Mm. Wow, that's a... I did watch the first episode and half of the second episode. So it is a little
with melanin.
Yeah, exactly what it is. It's actually with, you have some black royals there. So I think the queen is black. From what I gather. But it was slow to start because I'm like, all right. Usually with these English shows, like with these type of shows like this, you got to have some type of entry, like some type of you know, scandal or violence or something like that. Something, something. So at the end, there was a little bit of a little brush up there, and I was like, all right, I may be intrigued here. So I went over to the second episode, and I was like halfway through it, and I ended up doing something else. But I will say this, though. There's a reason why this show is actually number one on Netflix. Shonda does it again. She does it again. So you might not see that's part two or season two of Bridgerton until, like, what, 6 months from now or maybe a year from now. Now you're mad. That was me being slightly petty, though, because you got to wait a whole year.
You should, super petty.
You shouldn't have binged. You shouldn't have. Now you got nothing else. Yeah, nothing else. You should have just said week by week by week and just keep it going. But
so I'm going to ask you this question while you're being super petty.
Yes.
If Cobra Kai gets dropped all of the whole season three, are you just going to watch it week by week by week?
I probably will. I probably would. No, Ashley,
just one episode a week.
For the sake of the show, I can't do that. Because, all right, everybody
so
going to
blame
be
it on the show?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to talk about Cobra Kai because Cobra Kai season three has been long awaited. You know what I'm saying? Long awaited. Like, we've been finished season two before we even got on Netflix. Netflix just acquired those two seasons. So, mm-hmm. This is a long-awaited thing. So, Stranger Things, I'm going to do the exact same thing whenever that drops. I'm going to have to. Sake of the show. If it wasn't for the show, I would probably watch it week by week. Well, speaking of that, Netflix is starting to do that because I actually seen it's an Asian show that's actually showing an episode week by week because it got weekly on the bottom tab.
Yeah, I told you. That's what they're doing. That's what they were doing with the Great British Bake Off. It was just a week by week. You couldn't binge it if you wanted to. You could only watch one episode per week.
Tragic. That's tragic.
Yeah. So they are starting to make that shift so that even if you really, really want to, you can't mm-hmm. watch more than just the one at a time.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
It's
but
unfortunate. I don't like it.
Blaming the show for the fact he's going to binge strength. Oh, wow. Wow. Just going to. Gonna try to call me out. That's what we doing in these streets, yo.
Huh? What?
And name says, shout out to the people in LA. Shout out to you, my fan. Shout out to you. But hey, okay, I'm gonna watch Bridgerton because it's different. It's different because my lady thinks all I watch is action movies and stuff, which is partly true. I said, but I am well rounded, ma'am. I am well rounded.
Sure you are.
Wow, that did not sound reassuring at all. At all. Wow, that's... You know what? I'm not dealing with you today, right? Y'all not dealing with you today.
Charlie. Besides being requested, besides being put on the spot
right.
to watch Bridgerton, what other non-action movies, non-sci-fi and anime have uh-huh. you watched?
A Few Good Men. That's recently. My shit.
Recently.
Oh, not recently. Oh, recently. Let's see. Let me think back because the recent stuff. Wonder Woman 84, because that shit did not have no action in it whatsoever.
Yes, it did. That doesn't count.
dang, I did just watch the movie like a few days ago, actually. It was on HBO Max. Nah, it wasn't Training Day. It wasn't Training Day. Let me think on that. Because I have... Ma'am, you're going to stop that. You're going to stop that. So, first of all, okay, I watch a lot of stuff. I watch a lot of movies. So, even if you tell me what's the last time that you watched, I can't tell you that off the top of my head. Like,
that's
I really
fine,
can't.
But when I tried to ask you, what was the last thing that you watched? That was not anime, sci-fi, or action.
So basically just drama. That's basically what you're saying. Like drama or anything.
It could be drama. It could be a rom-com. It could just be straight comedy. Like, you could not think of a time when you were going through Netflix and Hulu and all these different streaming services and you said, you know what? This comedy looks really good.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, almost Christmas, because I just finished watching that on Sunday.
Okay, let's take out movies that you were arranged to watch through a group.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, okay. All right. Let's see. Is this Christmas?
That Earth Mag decided on his own.
Okay. This Christmas, Jingle All the Way. That's it. Home Alone. Home Alone 2. I have watched those ad nauseum. Let's see here. What else? Oh, 2 Can Play That Game. Done that already. Watch that again.
When did you watch that?
A couple weeks ago, actually. Rewatched it.
Nope. See. So you were right. So it was arranged for you to watch this. Something that was just your idea.
No, I say I rewatched it.
Oh, you said I watched it.
Now we did watch that together, but I watched it again. So see, there's that.
I find that hard to believe, but okay.
2 Can Play That Game is actually okay. Is actually all right.
I don't know if it's rewatched in a short period of time. All right, though.
Yes, I have watched Death to 2020. I watched that 2 days ago. That was like a mockumentary with Samuel Jackson. So I watched that as well. Ma'am, see, you try to come for me, but I told you, I got a list here.
I had to think for you to pull up these. You see how difficult that was?
But what I said, you can ask me action movies and anime, and I still would take time to answer that question because I had to think. Now, I am a movie buff and a show buff, so I've watched a lot of stuff. So, if you want to say series, I watched Power like this last night.
You tried to throw Wonder Woman in as an option
because it don't belong in any of those categories.
Yes, it does.
It's trash.
Terrible action movie.
Yeah, I don't even want to categorize that as that. But don't make me do it. Don't make me categorize that. Why? Girlfriends. I watched Girlfriends too. Now I think about it. Yeah. Girlfriends, Shameless.
You watch Girlfriends by yourself?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything was wrong with that. It was a clarifying question.
It's the manner in which you asked the question, ma'am.
It was a clarifying question.
Exactly what it is. I watched like 2 episodes of Girlfriends. I did that.
Why not 3?
Man, lost interest. Lost interest. But some people rewatching that because they get a different perspective now as people got older. So I'm going to definitely check it out a little bit more.
I've actually been rewatching A Different World.
Oh, okay. I do that at least once a year.
Yeah, there's a lot. I hadn't really rewatched the entire series, and I am on season 4 now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of parts where it's really, really interesting where I'm just like, oh my God, there's certain parts of this that I haven't seen in a decade plus that still, like full episodes or major parts of episodes that still stick in my head all these years later. True. So A Different World is timeless.
Oh, and SWAT. Yeah, I just thought about that. Yeah, I watched SWAT a little bit a couple of days ago too. SWAT is my jam. SWAT is my show. I actually ignored it for quite some time, so I got to go back to watching it again.
I don't even know what that is.
SWAT is a CBS TV show.
Oh, is that the thing that has Shamar Moore in it?
Yes, that's him. Shamar Moore is actually the main character. Mm-mm. So it's actually pretty good. I went through I binge watched that thing. I know I went through at least 2 seasons of that, and I'm on season 3 now. So pretty good. I mean, Shamar Moore's acting is a little stiff, but I think his character itself is stiff.
Yeah, he's pretty to look at, but that's all.
Yeah, so I think the character himself, he's portraying in SWAT is stiff, but his character do annoy me a little bit because he's like very, very Boy Scoutish, and that annoys me. He don't really go against the grain like that. So he's basically by the book, this is what it's gonna be, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But I don't know. Those type of characters I don't really relate with. But either way, I mean, the action and I actually do like. I have not watched Hawaii 5-0, which I really need to watch that. But I can't find it now. But we'll see. Queen of the South. I haven't watched that in quite some time, but I was introduced to that by my lady. So you got to keep watching.
I am totally amused at your effort to name things that you've watched that are not action and sci-fi and anime at this point. Like, you're just trying to think of anything.
Because I'm well-versed, Detroit. I have said this before. I said,
hilarious to me.
any movies, it like mm-hmm. it'll come to me gradually, but it, like mm-hmm. coming off the top of the head, I can't really tell you that. If you mm-hmm. ask me what's the last anime I saw right now, I probably won't even ask. I don't know what the answer would be.
Mm-hmm.
Or the last five anime I've seen. Let me think. I'm gonna have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I will generally have to think about it. But anyway, speaking of that, so my lady's gonna show up on New Year's Eve, right? And she said, yeah. "Hey, what we gonna do?" I said, "Well, obviously we're gonna eat. That's what we do. That's our favorite pastime. We're gonna get back and watch some movies of your choice." And all okay. I saw was a Kool-Aid smile, man. That's all I saw. Kool-Aid smile, like movies of your choice. So
I'm ready. Just be prepared.
I'm already prepared, man. Like I don't need to prep. I'm straight. I am good.
You're straight.
I'm straight. I'm good.
But on the other hand, I am being directed to watch Rocky 3.
Because yes.
apparently yeah. I need to. Yeah. So I have not been given the option of watching. My friend is not giving me the option of watching what I want to watch.
Come here, woman. Come here, woman.
It's yeah. just. Hey, you're going to get all these Rocky movies.
Man, Rocky 3 and Rocky 4. Please, you just watch at least the first 20 minutes of Rocky 5. You could turn it off after that.
Yeah, apparently I have to see the fight with Clover Lang.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I can't even ruin that movie for you, man. Just 3 and 4 and at least the first 15, 20 minutes of 5. You can turn 5 off after that. You're going
to
miss
No, that. I've been told that I have to watch all of 5.
No, you don't. You don't.
I've been told I have to watch all of Rocky 5.
I'm telling you, you don't. If there's any way possible for you to actually avoid watching that whole movie, please do. I don't know what kind of... Use Jedi mind tricks. Use something. You got to watch the whole thing, man. You don't. You don't have to watch the whole thing. Because the first 15, 20 minutes tells you what happened to Rocky. That shoots you over to Rocky Balboa so you can understand where he's coming from because of what happened in Rocky 5. At least the first 15, 20 minutes of it.
So then I'm supposed to also watch Rocky Balboa?
You can probably skip that too.
I don't like it.
You can probably skip that too. But his state on far as what he's doing at that point in time, it kind of leads into Creed. Well, actually it does. It leads into Creed and stuff like that. So,
all of these Rocky movies are like 17 hours long.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Quit exaggerating, ma'am.
They're no, all 17 hours.
No, it's not, man. I'm giving you the formula on how to watch these movies. You can watch the first 15, 20 minutes of Rocky 5, cut it off. You can do that. Rocky Balboa, you can probably avoid that, honestly, altogether. Mm-hmm. And then you can go Creed and Creed 2, and boom, there you go.
Is there anybody in the chat that can help me? Anybody, please? Like, can't I just skip all the rest of the Rocky movies? I saw 1 and 2. Good grief.
No, you can't. You can't.
I feel like I can. See, Queen's Ransom just said
Queen's Ransom, go to your corner right now. Go to your corner right now.
Queen's Ransom said I can just skip all of them.
No, she don't. No, 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 no.
That is what she said.
Queen's Ransom is uncultured. When it comes to these Rocky
movies. That is terrible.
Uncoached when it comes to these Rocky movies. Nope. How dare you slander these Rocky movies. Skip them all. Skip them all, yo. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. No.
I do not.
You can't skip
them. And so, Rachel, that's actually the part of the debate. The issue that came about, just so that, Rachel, so that you are aware, is... I was told that I was disrespectful because I watched Creed and Creed 2, but I had never seen any of the Rocky movies.
That is a serious crime. That is a serious crime. Because, man, you got to understand where he came from. Where this all come from for him to be in this state.
Why did I need to understand where Rocky came from?
Man, this is a whole nother... It's out here being crazy.
See, even Queen's Ransom says she saw Creed and Creed 2.
I don't even know Queen's Ransom anymore, man. She out here speaking blasphemous stuff. blasphemy out here.
And Rachel said, that's fine. They all allude to it. Everything that is in the Rocky movie so far, it all is covered or things that I was at least aware of.
Allude
from
to.
From watching Creed.
But you have to experience.
No, you don't.
The shit. You have to experience
this
stuff.
Like, toxic
Rocky
relationship between
came from
Adrian.
Came from nothing. And made himself something. The man couldn't read. He could
and
not
he
read.
Made himself nothing again?
But see, okay, you really see the growth between Adrian and Rocky in Rocky 3. And then you see their relationship mature a whole lot. It's like a night and day difference in Rocky 3 and Rocky 4 compared to Rocky 1 and 2. Like, it's not the same Adrian. It's not. Because, I like I said earlier, I don't think it's really much so about Rocky, but really about Adrian, because Adrian is the motivational point of the Rocky movie, in all honesty. The woman is really the lead.
They're toxically codependent.
But you have not watched Rocky 3 or 4 to understand that she's not as codependent. That's what I'm saying. You will see the growth in Adrian, because Adrian is really the driving force in Rocky Bad Boy anyway. So, and he mentioned Adrian in Creed and Creed 2. So, she is really a driving force, even with her not being there. So, that relationship is not toxic in Rocky 3 or 4. Because she stands on her own.
That relationship ain't toxic.
It may have started out that way up to the popular eye, but it definitely ain't that way in Rocky 3 or 4. Definitely. Because she's her own woman in them two joints. She speaks for herself. Matter of fact, I know Rocky 2.
She speaks for herself before. They just have a toxic relationship. It is
not as much, though.
Strange,
very timid.
And codependent relationship.
She was very timid in Rocky 1 and Rocky 2. The one time that she actually showed her vigor, her teeth, is when dude was teasing Rocky about not able to read. And she didn't like that. And Rocky like, man, that's disrespectful. And like, what you think about it, Adrian? Adrian's like, yeah, very. And she kind of like looked at him like, okay, she just showed her teeth. At that moment, is that turning point. That's when the screws starting to tighten a little bit with her. But you're going to see her more confident and out there a little bit more in Rocky 3 and definitely in Rocky 4. Like, she's a totally different girl.
At this point, I feel like you're just trying to convince yourself that this is a thing.
No, it is a thing. I mean, I recognize that even watching that as a young kid. Like, it's not really more about Rocky. It's more about Adrian. Adrian motivates him to do everything. If it wasn't for Adrian, there will be no Rocky. Period. It will be no Rocky. Adrian could tell Rocky right now, man, stop fighting right now. Especially in his early years, stop fighting. Because Rocky quit. He stopped. He's like, I'm done. Adrian like, go and win, baby. Go win. All right, bet. All right, let me go whip this ass real quick.
She woke up from a coma where he didn't even go see their son.
Right. But I'm okay. This is, I think, this honestly and truly, this is the first woman that he actually loved. Like, he was head over heels for Adrian. So, I mean, knowing he didn't pull the Bridgerton joint where the lady had a kid, had a son, and then dude completely ignored his wife while she was dying on the bed. Yo, oh, I got a son now. Bump the rest of the shit. Because that did happen in Bridgerton, by the way. That dude's a whole asshole.
Thankfully, I am not planning on really watching Bridgerton, because you would have just ruined that whole part. So, sorry to anybody that is planning on watching Bridgerton.
I
won't
consider that.
I
won't consider that a big spoiler. That's the only thing I saw.
But still.
That's the only reference I can come up with. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. It's a little too late for that. But anyway. My bad. But still, Rocky wasn't like that. He like, look, man, we made this kid together. We need to go see him together. Because he feels like he's cheating her if he goes see him first. And like, he knows the baby's healthy. The nurse give him all this other stuff. Like, okay, the baby's healthy. It's cool. It's calm. He's getting fed. It's all right. You know, he's all right. So he's like, no, Adrian got to wake up. So this is his emotional distraught. He stopped training. This man stopped training. Adrian is, it shouldn't be called Rocky. It shouldn't be called Adrian. It shouldn't, you know, that's just it. But when you watch Rocky 3, because you're being made to, you're going to understand Adrian's transition.
No. I probably will give you a very different critique. I might even see her transition, but I feel like it's not going to be
you're
as
always
smooth
always
going to
give
easy.
A different critique.
I feel like it's not going to be as smooth and easy as you assess it to be.
It is. Because they in the money now. They got money.
They in the money now?
No, seriously, they got money. Like, he's a champ. So he's getting, getting paid.
So are they going to ignore their children the way that Creed was ignoring his?
No, they don't. Because their son is heavily involved in their stuff. Because anytime Rocky finishes his press conferences or whatever, he goes spends time with his son. Or his son is with him, and Adrian is with him too when he do press conferences and stuff. They always are beside him at all times. Even in Rocky IV, when they got this mansion and all that, they bought Polly a robot. Hey, the kid is still there.
Polly is a terrible brother.
Very much so.
Polly is an awful brother.
Very much so.
She getting out of line, just smack her around. What?
Your
sister. What?
Yeah, like, your sister, fam. Like, I'm like, okay. Now, I will say this, though. In Rocky III, Polly does get what he deserves. He does get that. Especially at the beginning of the movie. He does get that.
You are a terrible spoiler person, clearly.
Well, I mean, I didn't tell you what happened to him. I just said he get what he deserves.
Uh-huh.
I did not tell you what happened.
Uh-huh. I'm sticking to what I said.
I mean, it's not even at that first part. I mean, it's the whole entire movie. You really did get to see that.
I know, and now you've just let me know, like, oh,
man,
he's gonna get what's coming to him.
You said that you don't have to watch the Rocky movies. You ought to know everything that pretty much happens in it, but you did not know that, though.
Hold on, no. What I said was the parts, because the big deal is that I can't appreciate Creed because I don't know enough about Rocky. And so my statement was, they cover so much of Rocky's story in the Creed movies.
Mm-hmm.
Paulie is not a necessary part of the Creed movie.
No.
He's not a necessary part of Apollo Creed's legacy and understanding.
What's Paulie Creed?
No.
Okay.
That's my point, is that I really don't need to know anything about Paulie to appreciate Creed.
I will say now, the Creed movie is somewhat of a reach because it's like, oh man, Apollo had a kid out of wedlock.
What?
I mean, he had a kid out of wedlock.
Sure.
And so I'm like, I mean, because Creed never came off as, Apollo never came off as a womanizer, like at all, in any of the
and
movies.
And Adonis is not a womanizer.
Right. So I'm like, because whatever Apollo was, his wife was. Like, whenever you saw Apollo on screen, especially with press conferences or whatever, his wife was right there. Or in the crowd, watching the fight. Like, she wasn't at home. She was there. So it's like, it's kind of a little bit of a stretch. Like, how you able to do this, you know, because on screen, y'all side by side all the freaking time. So I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. A little bit of a stretch. That's all I'm saying. Now, if it was his biological kid, cool. I've been cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been real cool with that because they did show him like playing with dolls. I think he was playing with his kids too. Like playing with his kids. Easy stuff. Easy storytelling. Nah. He just dealt with another woman, got another kid, and left her. Cool. All right, fam. That's what we do. But hey, it is what it is. But anyway, I'm a strong advocate of saying Apollo Creed should still be alive. I'm sorry, man. Carl Weathers died in every single movie, except for Action Jackson, and he starred in that movie. This man died in Predator. This man died in Happy Gilmore, for crying out loud. And he got his ass knocked out in Rocky IV.
He did get killed in Happy Gilmore.
Exactly. You think he'll stay alive, Detroit? Nah. Alligator head scared the shit out of him. He fell out the window. Poor Chuffs. Poor Chuffs. Anyway, we about to be out of here, y'all. Also, follow us on Instagram at Orange Phoenix Media. Do not forget to subscribe to our Twitch stream channel, Orange Phoenix 2017. Do not forget to subscribe to our magazine at www.patreon.com/Orange Phoenix. Do not forget to join our Facebook group page, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. So I will be... go ahead, Detroit. What you got?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving ad libs.
Oh yeah. Go, do your thing, man. You know, be my hype man. Be my hype lady.
Yes, exactly. I was like Teddy Riley, like, yep, yep.
Be like the P. Diddy do the Harlem Shake, like,
oh.
Right. Take that, take that. I got you on the ad lib. Go ahead. Tell them about the Patreon. Tell them about it.
Yeah, so you go to www.patreon.com/Orange Phoenix. Again, do not forget to follow us on Instagram at Orange Phoenix Media. Now, of course, will be no show on tomorrow. I know tomorrow is the 30th and the 31st of New Year's Eve. Now, there may be a show on New Year's Eve, like to cap it off or whatever, like an evening show or something like that. But we haven't decided that yet. But we will definitely let you know beforehand. So New Year's Day, obviously, everybody's going to be partying. I caught that. Uh-huh, I did catch that just now. So New Year's Day, people are recovering from hangovers and stuff like that. I will not be coherent, at least part of New Year's Day. I know that for a fact. I'm going to try these peach, believe me.
Yeah.
I did get the Prosecco. I did get the Simply Peach.
Mm-hmm.
All I need is the Jack, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all I need is a Jack.
That is critical.
Yeah, so once I get that, it's game over. It's game over. Take that. All right, you know what? I cannot with you today, Detroit. You are on one today. That is. You know what, Detroit? I know people see your picture, your icon. I'm gonna need you like put one of your baby pictures up, right? The one I've seen.
No, we're not doing that. Mm-mm, no.
I'll find one of me. I got to find one.
Whether it's a show on the first or right after the first. For 2021, we will put up baby pictures.
Woo. Okay.
At least for January.
Okay.
Yes. So get ready.
Okay. And maybe next year, like 2021, I may restart movie nights with the Geek Corner. Like, we can all like get on Zoom and watch movies together. That way you can match the faces with the voices. And we'll enjoy the movies together. So I'm strongly thinking about that. I want to make sure that everything is on the up and up as far as like how we can watch it and stuff like that. So strongly thinking about that. But hey.
And I'm pushing for that to happen.
Yes. Just being a strong advocate. Very strong advocate.
Let's do it. And you know what? You also should get your baby picture on a hoodie.
What? What? On a hoodie? My baby picture on a hoodie.
Mm-hmm. You know where baby this is going. On. You know where this is going.
Man, why you keep campaigning? Why you keep campaigning? Wait, baby pictures on your hoodies?
You know where this is going.
I don't know about that, man.
Okay, don't get your baby picture on a hoodie and just give it to her anyway.
Just a black hoodie. Here you go, get a hoodie. Okay.
That's cool. Or don't, but just make sure that she, you know, gets the hoodie. That's all.
Speaking of which, man, I'm waiting on my Voltron hoodie. I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna rock that thing for 2021. I can't wait for my Voltron hoodie to come in from T Public. Yes. That also is in our apparel section. If you click on the link in our bio on Instagram, Orange Phoenix Media, by the way. Shameless plug.
I wonder if the lady is gonna mysteriously end up in a picture in that one.
If it come in on time, because it didn't come in yet, because it says it's gonna show up after Christmas. So it hasn't shown up yet.
So it could be any day now.
It could show up while she's here. But I can't wait for that hoodie to drop though. That's gonna be something to see, man. I'm gonna be so happy about that. It's gonna be a good time in America. Very good time. But anyway, y'all guys, hoodies on the way. Yes, it is. Hoodies is on the way for me. Enjoy your Taco Tuesday. Go get your tacos. I'm going to possibly touch that air fryer today, but we will see more news at 11. And
you know, you could do like a fried chicken or like taco.
I'm not really a big fried chicken person.
But I'm thinking like if you do the like the small pieces. That way you can have like a crispy chicken. I'm still trying to figure out a way to make sure that you have tacos.
Oh, you're trying to, okay. But I need those, you know, tortilla shells and all that other stuff. I mean, I can go to Cantina 76 and give me some buffalo, you know, buffalo chicken taco, like what I usually eat. So I might do that, but I'm not really feeling tacos, man. I mean, I had sushi yesterday. I'm cool. I might just make some hot dogs today. I might just do that.
Jumanji. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I might just grill some hot dogs, you know. Mm-mm. Red hot dogs. Anyhow, peoples, go ahead and enjoy your Tuesday, and I will do the same, and I'm gonna go ahead and try to clean the rest of my house here, because that's what grown-ups do,
and also because your brother already told on you.
Yeah, freaking snitch. Damn, boy, just wait, that gave
y'all a wonderful Tuesday.
When I get back to his house, I'm snitching on everybody.
I gotta get ready to go tell on his brother.
I'm pulling a Nino Brown like he was in court in New Jack City. All of them did it. He in charge of it. Yeah, see, I'm gonna do all of that. I'm gonna call mama while I'm at the house. Mom, brother's house is a mess. Please. Well, you know, his girlfriend. No, it ain't. Girlfriend ain't doing shit. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nope. You gotta come save this. You gotta help this out, because this man is on one today.
Mm-mm.
Yep. I'm snitching all day, every day. But y'all, enjoy your Tuesday. Till next
time. Have a great day, guys.
Peace.